Good afternoon, this is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up, a few minutes in the middle of the week to think about astronomical things. Tomorrow is Halloween, so here are some spooky stories from outer space. As if it isn't scary enough, being far above planet Earth, surrounded by the cold dark of space, with many things that can go wrong, many hazards, and no watertight backup plan. Well, the astronauts aboard the International Space Station have one or two Soyuz capsules, each of which can hold three astronauts, but that's about it. As far back as 1966, Wernher von Braun, who was instrumental in early rocket design, proposed the concept of space lifeboats, but these are expensive. Now they rely on there being enough Soyuz capsules if the ISS has to be abandoned. Spookiness in space is something astronauts have to deal with mentally. How would you like it if, in the darkness of space, with your eyes closed and attempting to get some sleep, you saw flashes of light going off inside your eye? These bright flashes were described by Apollo astronauts and are something of a mystery. Perhaps the particles, which are components of cosmic rays, emit radiation as they pass through part of the eye, or perhaps they trick nerve cells to create the illusion of light. However the flashes happen, they are still an issue for astronauts. In 2006, about 80% of NASA and European Space Agency astronauts reported experiencing the flashes. How the phenomenon impacts astronaut health after months or years in deep space is unclear, and as NASA plans crewed missions to Mars and the Moon, scientists are devising new ways to protect astronauts from radiation, such as portable magnetic shields that can deflect cosmic rays. The spookiest story for me is about the first astronauts who flew around the far side of the moon. Imagine, it's 1968 and you are the human guinea pigs sent off to be the first to fly around the far side. Hardly anyone has been into space before. It's extremely dangerous. There's no plan B, no life raft, and a thousand unknowns. No one has ever seen this before with the naked eye. No one has ever been here. You don't know what to expect, and worse, the view of your mothership, planet Earth, will be obscured. And even worse, you will not be able to communicate with anyone back home until and if you emerge the other side. The dark side of the moon doesn't actually mean dark. It doesn't mean the absence of light, but refers to the unknown. Since the moon is tidally locked to Earth, we only see one face, and the far side had never been seen by humans until 1968. In December that year, astronaut William Andis described the view. The backside looks like a sandpile my kids have played in for some time. It's all beat up, no definition, just a lot of bumps and holes. They really ought to have sent a poet. Anyway, it's now been seen by all 24 men who flew on Apollo 8 and Apollo 10 through Apollo 17 and photographed by multiple lunar probes. But not until 2019 did any spacecraft actually land on the far side of the moon, which was the Chinese with Chang'e 4. And here's more spookiness. Weird noises emanated from the radio during the Apollo 10 mission when they went around the far side. They didn't know if they were hearing things and were left wondering if music really was coming from behind the moon. They could hear an outer space type droning musical sound when they went around the back of the moon and said they were worried nobody would believe them. The noises started when the capsule was on a 60-minute trip around the moon and the craft was out of range of Earth. Astronauts Eugene Kernan and John Young can be heard saying, "You hear that? That whistling sound?" Another astronaut says, "That sure is weird music." The explanation isn't certain, but it could be radio interference, although there's no magnetic field and no atmosphere to be causing this. One of the most sensible suggestions was that the noise was interference between the lunar modules and the command module's VHF radio, so in other words, it was internally generated. As many prominent landscape features of the far side had been imaged and therefore discovered by Soviet space probes, Soviet scientists selected names for them. Well, why ever not? And this caused some consternation. Though the Soviet Academy of Sciences selected many non-Soviet names, including Jules Verne, Marie Curie and Thomas Edison, the International Astronomical Union later accepted many of the names. These are the names for the features, you know, these mares, which actually you don't get around the back, but craters and whatever they saw around there, as they were described as, you know, kids playing in a sandpit, kind of lumps and bumps. But that's the far side of the moon. Spookiness, spookiness. And what else might there be out there in outer space? For now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies. And if the
stick it.